AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The sound of a church choir singing during Friday night's march through Charlotte, North Carolina. Hundreds of people marched there and in downtown Atlanta to protest the recent deadly shootings of black men by police. In Charlotte, video does not show the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, but his wife can be heard telling officers he does not have a weapon. Residents also say Scott was unarmed, but police have said the man refused repeated commands to drop a gun. Washington State authorities say four people have been killed at a mall in Washington State. Mike Gracia has more.
Authorities in Washington State say four people are dead in a shooting at a mall north of Seattle, and authorities are looking for a suspect. The shooting took place at the Cascade Mall in Burlington, Washington, which is about 65 miles north of Seattle.
Authorities say it's not clear if more than one shooter was involved. A top Clinton aide was one of several given immunity as the FBI investigated the former Secretary of State's use of a private email server. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander fills us in.
The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says he's stunned the FBI gave Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff immunity in exchange for her cooperation during the investigation. It ended with no charges being filed. Jason Chaffetz says Cheryl Mills gave federal investigators access to her laptop on the condition that anything they found couldn't be used against her. With two other staff members also getting immunity, Chaffetz said no wonder they couldn't prosecute a case. They were handing out immunity deals like candy. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In baseball interleague play, it took 12 innings, but Baltimore finally beat Arizona 3-2. This is AP Radio News. The state's star witness, a former aide to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, has started his testimony at New Jersey's Bridgegate trial.
David Wildstein called himself the bad cop whose job it was to aggressively push Governor Chris Christie's agenda at the Port Authority, the bi-state agency that runs the George Washington Bridge. Wildstein has already pleaded guilty to charges stemming from 4 days of traffic jams at the world's busiest bridge 3 years ago. Wildstein testified he and defendant Bill Baroni, another Christie appointee at the Port Authority, followed the one constituent rule that an aide owes his loyalty only to one official. Wildstein has said Christie knew about the traffic scheme. Christie, who is not charged, says he did not. I'm Warren Levinson.
One of the companies alleged to have conspired to keep generic versions of a popular opioid treatment off the market says the antitrust lawsuit has no merit. Attorneys general for 35 states have filed suit. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.